And they are taking communion that day. When they are taking communion. Meanwhile, I've sent my appendices. So a pastor said I should wait to record the communion program. I mean, the Sunday program. So I have to send my appendices to return the camera and bring that second day. But I was sitting by the side. They are taking communion. I said, ah! Look at church. Taking Ogogoro. They said they are doing communion. That is what is in my mind what I was saying. They say I should go and wash leg. I say wash leg. I say, this is sele. I say abajo. That is what Paul says. And I say it's a, it has changed old. It has been sele system to this place. So fortunately, I had a voice. God began to talk to me that go and wash your feet. Fortunately, I went to wash my feet with a man. I picked the man. I began to talk to him, and the man began to cry. I have to run to hide myself. And I wrote a message about the church. I sent to pastor. Pastor read the message. He said, no, understand that. They begin to look for me. Fortunately, they brought me out. As I just to give the message, that is that I stand from 10 o'clock till daybreak, begin to give message to everybody.
Yes, sir.
This clap time, your hands, everybody. Since that time, to touch this thing, you see this camera, as I be out, to touch him, he not allow me to go back. But that day, I left this church with not less than this gift, $10,000. Someone that have nothing. That day, since then, my
sister have become. That is how his story started. Let's hear one sister. Where is Anya? Anya came from Chuzi. No, it's to the glory of God. We want people to know which type of church is this. How did your own gift start?
Church, praise the Lord. I came to this church last year, February. Although, the reason why I came, I was owing a company, 500,000. So I came to come and meet Professor Sunday to know how will I pay the money, because they said the next day I'm going to party. So when I came here, Professor Sunday said, God wants to use you. I said, no, I don't want. I ran back. Then when I ran back, that one of my brother that is he's a prophet at Enugu, he said I should go back to Lagos. That there is a church at the back of choosing that will always call that church or Koti church. That I should go there, that God wants to use me. That after the June camp last year, I started seeing a screen before me. And since then my life changed.
Hallelujah. She said she started seeing a screen. A screen will appear before her, showing, giving her messages. Let's hear Timothy, the man from Edo. Where is Timothy? Is he here? Timothy. Is Timothy here? Come now, come. Is Kenneth here too? Kenneth is not around today. Come and tell us. Your own. Oh, praise the Lord. Come now, let them see. Sorry, they are all looking very tired. They are just coming back from the east, from one family deliverance they went.
Sure, praise the Lord. My whole life went this way. No, on my process of my traveling, I try my best to know to travel to the country. But it didn't really work out. You know, a friend of mine over there in Italy, he now gave me an address, said I should come over to Brother Zebri.
Which year was that?
That was 2006. May, March through June. He said I should direct over there after I got to this place. And a program was going on that is making call election sure. After that program, even the visa that I came to seek for, I will not even think about the visa. And God delivered me, He gave me baptism of the Holy Ghost, and He gave me the anointing, and He changed my life. And after immediately, a gift burst out. Amen. God bless you.
Clap your hands now. Okay, finally, I want to hear from somebody who was a mass servant for Catholic Church. John Paul. Pastor John Paul.
Church, praise the Lord. I came to this church in year 2005, January. What brought me to this church? I'm a businessman and also I'm a server, master server in Catholic Church. So my business have problem. And one of my customers told me that there's a church in Antonio Bay that when I go there, they will tell me what my problem is. Because they took my container and exchanged and cut the container and they offload all the goods there and left empty container. So my capital is no more. So on the mix of that confusion, I came to Antonio Bay on Tuesday Shiro. So I was sitting by the side of Powerhouse. That is where the power that transformed me took over that day. So after I went for water baptism, there is a new life that came into me. And my eyes of revelation was opened to the truth of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And I saw the reason why I should leave Catholic Church and face the light of the gospel. And since from that time, I started experiencing the healing gift, deliverance gift, and I can now preach the truth without any fear. And since that time, my life changed.
Clap
I thank God for
clap.
Locating this ministry.
Ah, we must hear Cosmos. Cosmos, tell us your own. Cosmos, you must tell us your own.
Praise the Lord. Really, I came to Brother Assembly on the 12th of May 2005.
From where?
At Antonio Bay.
From where?
My first day I
from where?
The first day I came, it was so interesting.
He doesn't want us to know where he came from. Where did you come from?
The first day was so interesting.
Hallelujah! Yes.
So before you know it, Brother Ike and Brother Solomon took me to water baptism. And before you know it,
they say from where? If you don't say, we tell them. Oh.
So our story is coming now. It's gradually.
So 2 minutes.
To Bible study, to water baptism. Something happened that day. My glasses I used that time, got missing in the course of our prayer. Though I came from one love family of Sadhguru Maharaj.
You didn't hear him. He came from Guru Maharaj.
When I came, the plurality of my life changed.
Amen.
And I got born again. And the power of the Holy Ghost came down.
None of them went to Bible school. Oh. Of course, me, I no go, now then go. Praise the Lord. Everyone sitting, I just wanted to hear some of them. Every one of those ministers sitting down there ministering to you here. They all came here, received the Holy Ghost. We saw the grace of God upon their lives. We encouraged them. We led them. We taught them. And made them available for the children of God to be blessed through them. I believe that is how a true church should be. Anything less than that is not acceptable in the church of Jesus Christ. Every year, twice every year, we do the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God comes down, visits his own people. And once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a gift must burst out. every one of those gifted sisters scattered all around the church. They all come like that. The gift will burst out. Whatever group you belong, you'll be encouraged. One after the other, like that. And those of you sitting down there, you have gifts, but in your churches where you belong, it has been caged. But may every cage caging you get broken in the name of Jesus Christ. An eagle is supposed to fly. The worst thing you can do to an eagle is to put it in a cage. God anointed you for a purpose. That gift you have is for a purpose. It is the talent. It will come one day and demand you to account for what you did with it. And let it not be that the church I attend, they don't allow gifts. If they don't allow gifts, then get out of that church. It is not the church of Jesus Christ. Now you say it's because demons will speak. We have the Bible to guide us. And so we are not afraid of any manifestation here, because we watch everyone in the spirit. And the reason also is because people are afraid that some other person will outshine them, or their attention will shift to some other person. It's because they don't understand the body of Christ. Nobody can take my position in the body of Christ. Sister, nobody can take your position. Brother, nobody can take your position. And the Bible admonishes us to help one another. Hallelujah. You're not to be envious of somebody. You are to encourage one another. And I tell the people, I said, that is the secret of the grace of God upon my life. Because the Bible says that we should esteem one another better than yourself. Hallelujah. Lift up others, God will lift you up too. If I lift you up, God will lift me up. So, and if God is the one lifting me up, you can never go above me. Praise the Lord. But not too many people know that. Out of jealousy and all whatnot, they will not allow other people function. No true servant of God will act like that. I know I'm speaking to somebody. I told all these people to tell you their testimonies personally to provoke somebody here. To say, if God can use that one, He can use me too. Why am I hiding? Why am I getting caged? One more time. Amen. We have not put a ceiling to ministers in Bride Assembly. If every minister, every member is a prophet, praise God. And all cannot be anyway. But everyone here that is born again must have a gift. But I'm speaking for the purpose of the ministry. You must encourage one another. And so, we have offices for our ministers who do counseling. The church takes care of them the best that they can. Now, I don't think there's any ministry that takes care of their ministers better than this church, despite our little resources. Praise the Lord. We provide accommodation for them. We provide medical care for them and members of their families. And we give them reasonable monthly allowances for as many as the church can afford to do for them. All to make them available for the children of God. And it's not compulsory. And if any of them says tomorrow, I'm okay with Brother Assembly and they are leaving, we must not fight them. We will not get angry because they are going. We did not sign contract for them to come. So, any pastor that gets angry because somebody leaves their church is a denominational spirit. It's not a servant of God. Because who, you know, those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And the Holy Ghost can lead any of these ministers sitting down here. They say, you are okay with Brother Assembly, go. But it's another thing for us to identify with you. If you live here and you go off what we stand for, we will leave you alone in the wilderness to go. And we will go our way. Praise the Lord. But to get angry because somebody else has left this church, it is not proper. Well, this is the much I can say. I was listing them. There are 13 identifications of a true servant of God. But I'm just giving you small. But I leave the rest for you to conclude within yourself. The important thing is, come back to the Bible. Come back to Bible Christianity. Let's clap our hands for the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope I've not offended anybody. Can we stand up? God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are risen for. Praise the Lord. For the original, yeah, the original, the original sin, the original one is what I believe. The Son of Man is ready, that I will still be unfair. The original. Hallelujah, the original man, the original sin, the original one, is what I believe. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. The original sin. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels welcome me from heaven's open door. And I'm glad that I'm not in this world anymore. Everybody now.
All I need is I am a friend like you.
Heaven is not my home,
then Lord, what will I do? The angels welcome me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
I will see Jesus
someday. Sometimes in the dark,
I will see Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Are we ready for prayers? We came here to pray. Be seated one moment. Be seated one moment. We are here to pray. In Bride Assembly, after we open the Bible like this, we are anxious to pray because God has to vindicate that what we have spoken is the truth. It's anxious. Anxious. More than anxious to answer prayers now. I always tell the Lord, he has to confirm that what we have spoken here, what we are speaking here, is the truth. How will they believe that he sent Moses to Egypt? He gave him a sign. How will all these people further believe that truly you have sent a message to the church? And Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6 has been fulfilled. that we are in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. How will they believe? So I always tell the Lord that He should answer every prayer request of the people, so that they will know that what they are saying is the truth. God is with them. God is with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is with them. God, even now is here. Even now. I'm seeing a snake tied around somebody's leg. Even now, He's here. A snake tied round somebody's leg. What does that mean, Lord? And who is this person? Hallelujah. Who is this person, Lord? A snake tied round somebody's leg. Who saw that snake on your leg? Whether it's in the spirit or physical, I don't know what is this. A snake tied round your leg, down the leg like this. You are the one, sir. What does that mean to you?
Praise the Lord. That was long ago, actually. I was something like a swimming pool. I found myself trying to jump out. When I finally climbed up, my legs were entangled by a snake. So I was struggling to let the snake get off before I woke up. But that was long ago.
Amen. Is there another person? Is there another person? Okay. Hallelujah. God is here. The snake is not a good spirit to see in the spirit.